Hello, my name is Julius, and welcome to episode 9 of App Applicable Applications, where today we'll be talking about an AI that's been out for a while, but it's Google's AI. The name of this AI is called Gemini, formerly known as Bard. This AI is one of the very many competitors that the popular ChatGPT has, and I'm here to tell you more about it. So, Gemini is part of Google's system, and like ChatGPT, where you have the free version, GPT 3.5, and then the paid version, GPT 4, Gemini has two versions as well. It has Gemini Pro and then Gemini Ultra. So Gemini Pro is a lightweight version of the more powerful model Gemini Ultra that is behind the paywall. And to get access to that, you need to subscribe to the Google One AI Premium plan, and that is $20 per month. So, unlike ChatGPT, Gemini, it has access to more recent events. ChatGPT can only give you knowledge from the date before it was released. So if you ask ChatGPT, at least on the free version, for outcomes on more recent things that have happened or some current events, then it won't be able to give you answers to those because it doesn't have any records of that happening because it happened before ChatGPT came out. Whereas in Gemini, you can ask questions about recent events and it will be able to give you a response because it has its own database that it pulls from, and it pulls information from Google as well. Now, on the free version, Gemini Pro, depending on how you word it, it won't be able to give you some of the answers to the questions you ask and might end up telling you to just go and Google the answers. But on Gemini Ultra, the Pro version, it is able to dig deeper and get you better responses, which is, you know, a feature that is behind that paywall. So if you want to test it out, you will need to pay to try it. So some simple prompts that Gemini can answer. It can answer simple prompts, so asking things like to brainstorm a title for you, or asking it simple math or science questions, Gemini can answer that for you. But where Gemini can get answers wrong are on some current events, and especially if you are on the free version, because that paywall is there. And like how I mentioned before, you might not get a response on the free version, whereas on the Pro version, Gemini Ultra, then you might get that response that you're looking for. But that will go more for more recent and current events, which is why if you are planning on using Gemini for that, it's best that you double check what you do type or ask Gemini. Now, when it comes to coding, Gemini, like other AI resources, it can help you with coding as well. You need to specify what language you're asking in and what you need it for. And also, don't forget to test out the code, because while Gemini can give you code, it is just spitting out basic code that will answer your question or get the job that you need done. But it is still susceptible to bugs and vulnerabilities, so do double check that when you ask Gemini for code. And like I said before, the limits that Gemini has, you do have a number of prompts and conversations that you can use within a certain time frame. Now, this does replenish after a while, so you can get chatting back to Gemini, but if you are on the free version, you will have to wait a little bit. And you get more time to use Gemini if you do go pay for the Gemini Ultra, the Pro version. Also, Gemini does have a mobile app, and you can use it on your phone for Android and iOS. For Android, there's a Gemini app you can download from the Play Store, But for iOS, for you to be able to use it on mobile, you will need to download the Google app and use Gemini on there. But either way, you can still use it on mobile, which is a really great feature. As of right now, ChatGPT doesn't have a mobile app that you can use. So it is nice to see that Google is giving you this mobile option that you can use, so you don't have to use your computer all the time. You can just pull out your phone and be able to use the same AI that you use from inside your pocket. Like all AI, Gemini, to be able to give us better responses and better answers, it needs to get to know us. And to do that, it does need to get more responses from us. It will need a lot more data. So while it is exciting to see how Gemini could, you know, advance AI, we do need to make sure we are using it responsibly. Thank you for listening, and I will see you guys next time.